What are your thoughts on winning the Heckerman Invitational?
Well, that was the goal coming in, and I thought we played two pretty good games back to back, and we like doing this because this helps prepare us for what you have to go through mentally, physically, emotionally when you play in the conference tournament. So it's good to play back-to-back games in a tournament. We always want to win our own tournament at home. Our goal is always to get in a championship game, which we did. A lot of good things on the court tonight. I felt our depth was very helpful both nights to where we were able to rest up players last night in the win and space the minutes out and, real solid. I thought Samantha Stovall had a great tournament. She was very deserving of all tournament. Unfortunately, we could only have two, and Lauren and Katie had great tournaments as well. But Samantha's really playing some really solid basketball for us, doing a lot of the intangibles. Plus, she's scoring, and her efficiency levels is very good with what she's doing out there. I think her last three games, she might have 15 assists and 4 turnovers, something like that. She's rebounding. She's shooting high percentage. Val has had a solid tournament again coming off the bench for us. Maldes is getting a little more comfortable. Cheryl Watts, 7 assists, no turnovers. So, a lot of good things happening. We had 14 turnovers. We had 10 at halftime. So, that's probably our lowest turnover night. And we knew they were going to shoot a lot of threes, and actually we shot more than they did, but they zoned the whole game. And, 5 of 18 from 3, we can live with that. We're still having some breakdowns defensively. We're not communicating. We have some defensive breakdowns where we're just not talking to each other, and that'll come with more experience. So, all in all, a good solid weekend. You never know how, with finals coming up, our kids are, certainly focused on that, and now we can – let them do that and just try to stay sharp for the next 10 days before we go play La Tech.
No, you're not going to see Archie Court in the game for a while.
For a while,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Well, we started out early playing road games, and then we had this stretch. I think we might have had 5 in a row at home. And that's just the way, we got hit with the conference schedule playing our first 3 on the road, which we had no control over. And the 2 in Florida, that's going to be a nice trip for us. And those could both, depending on whether we play FIU on their home court, those could be 2 neutral games. So, we'll be ready to get back into Autry, no question. Hopefully we've had our 1 loss with Marquette and we went out in conference, and that will certainly be a goal. And, our games are spaced out pretty good, the road games, to where it shouldn't be too bad, even though we have our first 2 on the road, and then we go to Houston, but that's not a tough road trip. So that'll all balance out, especially once you get into conference. So I don't think any of us like to play 3 and 4 games on the road in conference. I wish that our conference could schedule it so that no one plays more than 2 in a row on the road. Well, last year we had a situation where we had to play 4 in a row. UAB had to do it twice. That's really tough. And I hope that in the future that the conference can schedule that a little bit better.
That's all I need.